Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's January 12th, 5:45 in the afternoon, which is sort of morning time here. We are at 48 degrees, 41 minutes south, 196 degrees, 22 minutes west, making about 7 knots, a course of 105, true. Since the ice gate, since we respected the ice gate, we basically headed southeast, tried to get out of the way of the approaching storm with the low pressure system, and have made pretty good tracks. We knew we would be overrun by a no wind area between where there was still wind and this approaching storm, and we've been overtaken by that in the last hour or so, a couple of hours. So we're down in the speed that we've been making, 10.5, 11, 11.5, 12 along the way. So anyway, we are on the southwest side, or will be on the southwest side of the storm, which is what means we will have the headwinds. But the thought was it better to try to get out of the way of this than to try to cross in front of it, which we weren't sure that we'd be able to actually get across in front of it to get on the favorable side or the favorable wind side, but the favorable wind side also might have a lot more wind than this side. So anyway, it seems that the front part of it's moving pretty fast, but as the low elongates, it looks like it will be disrupted in the middle. And so I thought here, suggest that we'll be able to let the front of that part go by, and it'll go by to our northeast, and then we can wrap around behind it, and the westerly wind flows will presumably reassert themselves for some period of time, and hopefully we can get back onto the track towards the next ice gate. But that does leave the other part of the low still up there, sort of simmering north of the two highs, and ready to strike another day. So we'll see how that all works out. Anyway, I did get some sleep last night, which was good, and we're just kind of poking along here in this light stuff, waiting for things to happen in the middle of the night, which was great. Sending out the latest report on where the estimated drifts are, three icebergs over south here, and looks like they've mostly gone to the east, so it should be 100 miles from where we are now. And hopefully we'll be able to head back to the northeast in maybe 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours or so. We'll see. So anyway, that's it from here. Great American 3 off for clear.